I need you to understand what, or have a basis of understanding of what this high place activity about the jewels is over. In Exodus, the people of Israel were commanded to rob the people of Egypt of their gold and their silver and their precious jewels. And so they brought these out of Egypt. And then the jewels were to be used in the tabernacle for different functions within the tabernacle. And if you believe Ezekiel, what happened was instead of putting them in the tabernacle, what the people did, and Ezekiel meaning almost all of Ezekiel's about this overriding reality, the spiritual reality. What people did with the jewels instead was to adorn themselves. And they adorned themselves in such a way as to allure. And then you go into the book of Revelation and you find out, well, what they were supposed to do with the tabernacle is they were supposed to be the jewels that were on the breastplate. And then in book of Revelation, what the jewels are is the foundation of the city. I mean, it's what everything else is built on. It's the commonplace. It's the streets are of transparent gold. The foundations are made of the jewels, and the gates are of pearls. It's the most precious things that are in this world are commonplace there, but they become the foundation for the new. And we see that the breastplate, if it, according to the Talmud, if you have on the breastplate and in the breastplate one stone is missing, then it can't be used. Where in the world, if you saw a breastplate, I mean, you would take off the rest of the stones and use the rest of the stones or sell them or something. And what you do, that's what the meaning of the precious stones is that each one of the stones has a meaning, and we'll get into that. And it has a typical meaning that's sort of common in all of the cultures of the world. You know, what does a diamond mean? What does a beryl mean? What is the jasper? What is an emerald? And it's, instead of, they can't be used singularly in the spirit. In other words, you can't use one of the jewels, you have to use all of them or none. If you use one of them, you're doing it by definition as an attempt to allure, to gather something for yourself. Now, you must suspect then that the high place activity will be where you are using the jewels and again, the jewels are always typical, are typical of spiritual things, you understand? And you're trying to use those jewels to adorn yourself. And it's interesting. We've never taught on it, we've never talked about it, but unless you have to have all the jewels or none. You understand? So that's what we'll be studying over the next time. Anybody have any basic questions? I'm not going to go in to tell you what which is what right tonight, but you understand the concept. Let me just show you that real quick. Go to Revelation if you have a Bible. If not, just stay there. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. In the first earth, 70% of the earth is the sea, or ocean. That means still water is always, it's judgment. 70% of your life is judgment of this earth, of this time, of this senses. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, or in men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done, or it is finished. I am Alpha, Omega, and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now again, this lake of fire and brimstone is simply the outside the gate, the eastern gate of the temple, and that's the dump. Fire and brimstone is the dump. You got it? It's useful once. It's not what you've been taught was. You know, you're taught that if you're bad, you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to the fire and brimstone, and if you're good, you're going to go to heaven. Well, that's obscene. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say that anywhere. Everything in the universe has its worth, has as a its as a purpose, and then it, when it uses its purpose, when its purpose is finished, then it goes to the dump, just like in life. And God has garbage collectors. They're going down the alleys to permit men to have the front of their houses and the front of their beings looking clean and right. But in fact, the alley is where all the garbage is. Like in North Dallas, you never see a situation in which the garbage is in the front lawn, where they pick it up. In the front, because from a typical standpoint, the wealth on the earth is always moving away from God. As we go into the poorer and poorer neighborhoods, then there are no such thing as alleys, and the garbage is picked up on the front lawn, and that's what we are. We are the ones whose garbage is picked up on the front lawn, open. We confess and prophesy all things without shame. You understand? In the north, everything to try to allure and to make some appearance when you go outside. In the poorer sections, I mean, they go shopping and anything. There's no attempt at alluring or putting on a false face. And there are no jewels that are seen, that are visible. Again, I'll say that it's far more difficult for someone with wealth and that habit pattern to see than it is for us, or to the poor. Because they're so locked into a value system that they can't see, they can't hear, they'll never understand what the jewels are. They'd never understand that they are the whores putting the jewels on for allurement. Capisce? Okay, I don't want us to have any more jewels on for allurement. It's either all or nothing. It's not one. You can't just take one jewel and try to show it and say, look and see what I got. Come, and if you come with me, you can have a jewel just like it. It's all or nothing. And He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars, which shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me. I'm not doing too well. Some of you know I've been in bed for 2 days. Well, at least the fever broke. That was a biggie. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come here, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. If this were written in the Hebrew, the descending out of, or coming down from, would be the Hebrew word yatsah, which means something that proceeds from something else automatically. It's like a flower budding, or something coming forth, bring forth the idea that if you plant a seed, it yatsas automatically. It brings forth whatever was planted. And here, 2,000 years ago, he saw already, and God took him into the future some part. No, he didn't. He opened his eyes so he could see what was going around then. And he saw the New Jerusalem coming down, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. That same state is right in front of your eyes right now. It has never left. But your eyes were holden. Your eyes are so consumed with self that all you can see when you look is you. You see, how does this affect you? Reflection. And that's why some of the greatest stones are the ones that reflect the most. And therefore the greatest sparkling things, the greatest jewels, are the ones that also are the most dangerous, because they can be used most easily for self-seeking. You understand? A little bit. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
I mean, this is still kind of a metaphor status, but I understand.
You think there's something there.
Yes.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall high and great, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me, you know why? Because in ancient numerology, do all of you know what the number 12 was?
Yeah,
family.
Cool. And 10 times that's a city.
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel. Now, we don't need to go, and I'm not going to go into what that translates into exactly, but it's bigger than the mountain of Jerusalem. And so God did that on purpose so that there would be no one that could ever, if they had any revelation, could ever say that this temple of revelation could possibly be built on the temple mount in Jerusalem, because it's bigger than the whole damn city. And so, but what do we get? We get, rather than seeing that, therefore, it must be a metaphor, we people are saying, well, God's going to rearrange the geology just before, so that there'll be...
Everybody's going to shrink and look bigger.
Huh?
People actually say he's going to rearrange the geology?
I'm saying it today, even as we speak.
With enough studs. Hmm? He's going to destroy the dome of the rock.
Okay. And the building of the wall of it was as of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass, and the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The foundation of the wall was garnished with precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth a crystal process, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the people, or the nations of them which are saved, shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the book, Lamb's Book of Life. The kings of the earth are already serving it. You understand? They've never not served it. The people of the earth are always serving it. They can do nothing but serve it. But anything that defileth can't go into the gate. You understand? The things which you consider and count to be most precious are commonplace. They're so commonplace that they would no longer be recognized by you. If there's anything that you would ever try to allure with, can you imagine? In our society, you're trying to go around and allure with a handful of dirt? How about, well, they try it now. They're trying to allure with a piece of the wall. Do you understand? Therefore, we who are in spirit and in the New Jerusalem, I mean, it is so ludicrous to try to evangelize that it's beyond comprehension. Because all of that is alluring. All that is making merchandise. Now, whether or not you know it or not, every act that you do with regard to how to improving how you look or how you appear, whether, you know, with regard to either work or sex or opposite partners, is an act of alluring. And that's what we need to talk about. You need to see how the jewels cannot be used for alluring under any guise. Because there's no such thing as something for us that isn't in the temple.